to the patio.
Chilling on the patio, life ain't slow. Big T popping bottles, let that burger flow. Father Fortinberry's grilling food on deck. Gary Poppins with the chucks, hard to forget. DW2's in the corner, DJ on the beat. Prepping nerd, mixing drinks, nothing too sweet. Sunsets, paint skies, and a fire red hue. Patio vibes, bringing all the new crew. We got the patio life. Good time, feeling right. Bottles up, cheers tonight. Yeah, we live that patio life.
Welcome to the patio, everybody. It's hump day.
Hump day. Hump day.
And it is a recording tonight. So if you're here expecting live, we'll try to be live in chat. Actually, Jamie and I probably will not be live in chat, but hopefully some others will be. Jamie and I will be tied up during this time. But thank you for stopping by. We still will be more hilarious probably than we were on Monday, I promise. Second show is always better than the first. Kamala Harris making a comeback tour. And boy, there's some funny shit coming out of that. Funny stuff being told.
Don't call it a comeback.
Oh, I wouldn't call it a comeback. She's just burning down the bridges everywhere.
She just said she got something back.
What does the American dream cost, and what does it look like? And we're going to find out about Father Fortinberry's trip down astronomy lane. Is that a way to put it?
That's a way to
put it. He was tiptoeing down astronomy lane.
Down astronomy lane. Better
Father Fortinberry, how are you this evening?
Doing well.
Do you feel smarter now?
No, I feel dumber because my son's smarter than I am. Has anybody reached a point where their kid is smarter than them and it kind of concerns you?
I don't expect to ever hit that point.
Well, I hit a way sooner than I expected. Oh. So.
All right. Well, we'll come back to that. Gary, have you reached the point that your children are smarter than you?
No.
I think you too feel that you may never reach that
point. I don't think I'll reach that point. But Jamie's my little starlight gazer. Old geezer instead of gazer.
He's
a starlight geezer.
Is that the... furry shades of stars.
Of stars.
DW, he got is that a Razorback hat you got?
No, it's a Henderson State hat.
Oh, okay.
That's where my daughter's committed to play volleyball.
It looked backwards.
I thought it was a Ricky Henderson
it is,
hat.
It is actually backwards in the camera, but
look toward Jamie. That's why, because we need him looking that way.
Everyone in my family's been smarter than me for a really, really long time. So
we're glad you finally came to that conclusion.
Yeah, it's just facts.
Well, I think we all hope that to occur, right? We all want our kids to be successful, or I think most people do.
Better than you and
better than me.
Yeah. Now my kids are better than me in certain things.
I already got crushed on the ACT by my daughter. Yeah, she took it her first time. I got smashed.
Good job. Donnie knew how to write his name.
Well.
I didn't do very
what is
well.
C C D A B with there was a rhythm to it back when I was.
Well, you know, now if you can, I can't remember what they call it, but you can take your scores and build them.
Yeah, it's like a super score. You can make a super score.
Yeah, so like Maddie did really good on a really
so
well.
So you just really focus on one
on I can't remember what it
so
was.
So it's like this
so you can move the best score over.
Yeah,
so you can do like your best. You could like really work hard for math on this test and say, all right, I'm done with math, get a zero in math.
So you freeze it.
Yeah. And you get your other one.
So like I did like a 27 in language or something. I can't remember what it was. I can't remember what it breaks down to.
He's very linguistic.
Then my math was like 11.
That parking math don't be math. Parking math don't be math. He's talking about, hey, you got 3 blunts and $3.
So I've been there doing my scores. The first came with 27. Like, whoa, this young man's got a future. The math came was like, oh, never mind.
He said 3 blunts and $3. How
many you what,
blunts?
It all balanced out to have a 21. That's what it balanced out to.
You got a 21?
Most of your career. What?
Smart as fuck. Jamie is smarter than me as well.
Super smart.
Most of your career is dealing with math, right.
I mean, I'm good at it.
Jamie, geometry. You're probably good at geometry.
I mean, I could sit down. I couldn't do geometry, but. I'll never forget me and my coach. So we had a building.
I wouldn't go in that building if I was.
So look, we had a building, and there was a structure, a grill in the building that was 36
feet long.
What
were you cooking on the grill?
It was 36 foot long.
That's a big grill. Big.
So we had to figure out the radius of this wall, and we're sitting there for hours. We got this thing drawn out. I even called my wife, who's a math teacher. We're trying to figure out how to figure out this radius. And then I said, wait a second.
Just call Gary.
No, I said, what? I did even better. I said, wait a second. Let me go look at the drawings. So I went to the structural drawings. I went to the structural and architectural and didn't tell me what the radius
there's
was.
There's no guarantee that wall was built to those specs. It did. That's it awesome, man. Because if you go in your house, if you look at those shelving behind Gary, I made beautiful shelves, and when I went to mount them, I realized shelves. That the wall directly behind Gary is about a quarter inch deeper than the wall down.
Yep,
there. So it has a bow.
It does a bow.
Same thing with a window. You ever hang curtains? Yes. You ever heard hung curtains?
I hate hanging curtains. I've hung many.
Here's what I figured out: when you hang curtain, if you hang it above the window, you got to square it with the ceiling line. If you hang it at the window, you got to square it with the window. Because if you try to make it level, it will be.
I always tell young guys in construction: do not make it plumb. Make it look plumb.
Yeah,
I thought you said plump.
Yeah, because they'll go, that's not square or plumb. Yeah, and you'll stick a level on that's perfect, and you're like, no.
No, okay. Make it look.
Yeah.
So that's we used to find all the time stuff like even really well-engineered plans were never built correctly. There's always mistakes and flaws. Okay, I'm curious. What did y'all score on those ACT?
I had a 29.
I had a 26.
Dang, I had a 17.
Yeah, I made a 28 in 10th grade and only gained one.
I'm an idiot, bro. Yeah.
I took 26 and quit. I quit after 26. Away from me.
You're at the what?
Club. I said, we're at the 20 club.
I hear people hitting like a 34 these days or a 35.
You get a 29.
Yeah. I did get a 32 in reading.
11th grade. 10th
That's
grade
what I had. I had a 27 in reading.
I had a 32 in reading.
I had 27 reading.
Bro, I have no idea. You know, I actually went and took the SAT too. They all did in one or two places. And the equivalent, I don't remember the exact number, but the equivalent, it didn't change. It was about that 29, 30.
So they were on par?
Pretty equivalent.
So, yeah, so Maddie's taking hers once. She's going to take it again. So
I think you take it.
You have to take it as 11th grader. You're required.
I think you should take it as 10th grader.
Yeah, I think so, too.
Just to see what it is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My kid took it as a 10th grader and made it 25, which I thought was pretty solid.
That's solid.
That's a solid start. Yeah. That's a good score.
That's pretty solid as a 10th grader.
Should 25?
Yeah, that's
maybe
better than
I made a 25 in the 10th grade and then a 29 junior and then never went up after that.
Yeah,
I only took it once. I like 21.
You know
I'm
what? I think that's how it played out. Now that was a long time
26.
Ago. You only took it one time?
I took it three times. I made 21, and I made 23, then I made 26.
It makes you feel good.
First time I made 21, Jamie. Does it make you feel
good? The other day.
I stopped it.
But he was in the 8th grade, Jamie. Maybe
I could have kept going.
I was really nervous. I think the first time I took it, I didn't even have a like graphing calculator. It sort of sucked.
I told my kid the other day, you scored a 34. I knew that's what the highest scored for some reason.
You know, Simmer
scored like a 32.
Now, y'all are a few years behind me, but you didn't hear scores like that back in the day.
No.
You 30. Didn't hear scores like that. If you were at 31, 32,
I think it was harder.
That was, I don't know, it's harder or the education's different. We didn't teach for the test back then.
Did anybody take
that? I don't remember.
Did anybody take the ASVAB? I did not.
I crushed the freaking ASVAB.
Wes made like a 60-something ASVAB, which is really good, apparently.
Yeah, I scored a 99 on the ASVAB.
I scored like
I don't think you scored that high. Like, yeah, stop at 70.
I scored
I scored an 89 on that.
Whatever the highest is, I scored it too because they made everybody take it when I was in school. Yeah.
Was it ASVAB? It's whatever you had to do for because like Wes was going, they wanted to be a pilot.
Yeah.
Well, he probably was higher than 60 because here's what they do: the different recruiters come based on what you score. So the Army comes first, and I thought I had it on silent. That's Mr. Josh Gamble from Memphis Bourbon Society. I'll call him back. But Army comes for the lower ones. Then, or maybe the Marines, then the Army, and then the Air Force is last. They come in for the highest.
Well, Wes joined the.
No.
Yeah.
He didn't get expelled like you did. So bow legged is not.
So Wes went joined the.
It's a 4X top 32 inch waist.
Coast Guard.
They let him in the Coast Guard?
He joined the Coast Guard and went to Memphis, was doing all the medical stuff, and they found something wrong with his back, I think.
They said, bro, you built like a buoy.
He said, that tiny
Wes
waist ain't
going
to make it.
Join the Coast Guard.
Yeah, no, he signed the paperwork and everything.
He was great.
I'll never forget, we dropped off with Peabody. And the next day he called and said, hey, I have something. It was a medical issue that they wouldn't let me in.
Dang, they put them at the Peabody?
Yeah. Mm. Apparently Coast Guard's pretty high on the list.
So I scored an 89. The only reason I remember that is because they asked me if I wanted to retake because if you scored a 90, you could be a nuke. And
people like
nuclear or something. I was like, I'm not that smart.
I thought he said that you want a Newton. I like a fig Newton.
Gary, you didn't take the ASVAB?
No, I don't think so.
No. No, I think I aced it. Everybody had to take it when I
didn't know what that is. I don't even remember that.
It's the test you take to determine what branch of military you'd be qualified
for. Oh, no.
I took it and they gave me bus crayons.
No, like anything above an 80 is like superb.
And there was no it was no real complex stuff.
They gave everybody else Sharpies, gave Jamie erasable markers.
Yes.
It smells.
They gave Jamie took the test where you had the round square. Round square hole.
I'm like,
he's trying to beat it in there.
That's where our houses are square.
That's what he had to do. To graduate parking, you had to put all this.
I didn't graduate parking.
Oh, that's right.
EBT.
All of y'all did. No, Gary was from
Maine. Donnie, you did EBT, but that's right.
Yeah,
those two didn't graduate from Maine.
No, Jamie stole me back. That was the worst mistake I ever made.
So EBTV, did you have to put? No, you didn't even have to.
Salutatorian.
I was.
There was two of y'all, wasn't it?
Four.
There was four.
Who was below you?
Barry Thompson or Renee Hewlin?
Okay.
Not in that order.
I was.
Who was number one?
Jamie Tecito.
Jamie Tecito. Oh, she
would have been like top of the class at probably any class.
I was number two.
There's two Jamies at the top.
And I put that mess on everything I've ever put out.
When I went to college, I put it on my class rank.
I had no chance, dude. Jessica Young was brilliant.
It's like, I even did the speech for the graduating class before me, too.
Top two in your class, though.
The funniest speech ever, though, was Barry Thompson when he did his senior speech, and he bequeathed things to people. So he had this whole list of stuff that he bequeathed to people. And it was the funniest thing at a private Christian school.
At a church that got blown away by a tornado.
Yeah, he bequeathed everything.
That church, it hurt my heart when that church got blown away.
That's sad. That was sad. I was married in that church, too.
You were.
Mm-hmm. I can't believe he did that.
Matter of fact, I recall you getting married in that church. I remember Lexi Thompson was just a little baby, and we would tell her blow out candles, and she would close her eyes thinking she blew out the candles. And she turned 21, right?
Is that how you also caught a table on fire at the after?
No, that was your poor decorating. They caught a table on fire at Gary's wedding.
Gary's wedding.
Yeah, we were just talking about the decorations right next to the candles.
Oh, it wasn't at the hut.
No, it was the club.
What was that place called?
The club.
The club.
Until it got late night, it was the hut. No, there's other places with the hut.
No, it was the club.
I remember that. I forgot.
It got blown away too.
Yeah, that was gone too. Yeah.
Damn, my whole childhood got blown away in that tornado. I got married the week before that tornado.
So if that church don't exist no more, does my marriage exist?
Your wedding's annulled.
My wedding's
annulled.
Hey, it was your wedding that made God cast down a tornado upon that church. If you're going to. If we're going to cast such pain to one individual, sorry, Whitney, I love you.
Gary may be the most patient man on earth.
I am patient.
I'm convinced.
I gotta be.
You are. You're very patient.
Oh, there is no doubt.
Look at my friends. Mind. You know. I look.
Don't bring us into this.
Yeah, don't bring us into this.
The day of Gary's wedding, me and him snuck off play softball.
We sure did. And
the time of your wedding, we were golfing.
Y'all were, I wasn't.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah, I was somewhere else.
Gary played in a softball team the day of his wedding?
Me and him played. And Kyle ratted us out by accident.
Yeah, we were really quiet about it. Whitney didn't know. Like they were trying to contact us during the game.
To this day, I still hear, what if one of y'all got hit in the eye?
I was even playing shortstop, too. I remember. I was like, every ball, I was extra careful to keep it away from my face.
I know you were.
I didn't know.
Short?
The day of your wedding? Did we not do anything the night before your wedding?
No, it wasn't the night before because we wouldn't be able to play softball.
The night before my wedding, we had a rehearsal dinner.
I think it was the week before. I think the week before my
week
wedding.
Before we did
you
something.
Did the normal wedding?
Yeah, we did.
We went crunk at rehearsal dinner.
That's the one where
I remember. Was I there?
Yeah, you was
at Catholic church.
Where I was climbing the pole
the rehearsal was or the
famous joint.
The after party was at the Ramada.
I remember.
Dude, yeah. It really bothers me that I can't remember things.
Sometimes it's better.
It's better.
Because then they're all new stories we can tell you. Yeah. Not just the people listening, the five people listening.
Like, I remember
but we could tell you too.
Johnny's wedding, I was so blissed. I was crying, hugging a horse.
My wedding was crunk, bro.
It
was
fun. Mandy was leaving. I was crying because she was leaving, and I was crying on this horse. Every time I'd reach over and pet the horse, he'd go,
look, Kim had involvement. I'm not going to tell that story.
Yeah, don't tell that story on here.
I'm not
going to
tell that story here, but Gary's mama had involvement, too. It was a wild night.
It was a wild night.
It was a wild night.
Derek had a wild night.
Whose wedding? No, that was Mandy's wedding where Derek got so bad.
That was a fun wedding, too.
He painted the walls.
He did paint the walls. Y'all know that cost my dad like $8,000?
Oh, I bet it did. They had to get a hazmat crew in there.
Poor Derek. Oh, I didn't. Geez. Me and Whitney were at the wedding because we didn't stay.
Y'all didn't stay at the hotel?
We stayed. We drove home.
You know, me and Charlie were always up to stay somewhere.
Yeah, we had like two floors.
That was pre-child, right?
Mm.
Yeah.
Wow. Man, we in the weeds, but I think people actually like it in the weeds. And look, I'll probably not talk about hardly anything I talked about on the intro, but that's okay. We will talk about Kamala Harris. But I happened across this. Did y'all know there's a gold Donald Trump statue in Washington, D.C.?
No, I did not.
Where?
Check this out.
That looks pretty cool if it is.
I'm not terribly surprised.
Oh, that's cool.
Where
holding
is
a
that?
Bitcoin. He's holding a Bitcoin there.
He's trying to tell us Bitcoin.
I saw him the other day at
Bitcoin. He was at Dodge Store.
At Charlie Kirk's wedding. Why is his tie so long? I said wedding, funeral. Why is his tie so long?
That's what it says. How it's supposed to be. Down there it says there's a 12-foot tie. No,
your tie's not supposed to be below your belt.
It's not. And you would think of anyone,
why not?
His tie wouldn't be.
Maybe that's why he's... Maybe
it's 12 foot tall.
His tie?
Yeah. No, that maybe means his tie is about 6 foot tall. Yeah, but at a 12 foot
look,
tall...
Look, his tie is below his belt.
Washington,
it's accurate.
To honor his support of crypto. That's on the lawn. That's on the... right in front of the Washington Monument.
Yes, it is.
Maybe that's
on the National Lawn or whatever they're called.
Here's
National,
my thought. He orders the same size tie. Every single time. And over the years, he's slumped.
His pants came
he's
up.
Lost,
his pants
or he's lost up. A lot of weight in his neck. You never know.
That's why it's... Always, yeah, that's it.
That's like a young Donald Trump.
His hair got a... Like,
it's a flat top.
Like he's got a like a hat like Terry wears, the cab hat.
Yeah, the one I got on
you
right
can
now.
Get up in there and get some hair. Shade.
Look, he intentionally made his crotch at face level.
He sure does.
I want everybody to look at this stands by my statue. I want to my jungler face.
I wish I'd have been there when I was there. Back
he said, it's huge.
It's huge.
If I was going to enhance something on my statue, it wouldn't be the tie.
Oh, it would be. No, it'd be your ATT score. You would enhance
it. Yeah, I got it to an 18.
Yeah. The American dream, when you hear somebody talk about the American dream, would you consider you're living the American dream? I think most
absolutely.
Of us are.
Yeah.
I think most of us are. We got homes.
We got
families. We got vehicles. We got probably car notes. We probably got debt. Probably got light bills. You got family. I mean, you know, I think we're probably
close to living.
I don't
know that
it's a
dream, but we can't complain.
But no, it's the American dream.
No,
I think it's the American dream.
I mean, yeah, like, I agree. I hate to go back to Charlie Kirk, but Charlie Kirk always said, go out... Have kids,
right?
Multiply, know, be married,
be
have
fruitful,
kids.
Multiply.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And he said, you know, you're successful. That's, you know. Then there's a movie. I wish I brought a movie to. But John Goodman says, you know, the American dream is to have a little money in the bank, have a reliable rice burner, and have enough money to tell somebody to go after yourself if they tell you do something you want to do.
There you go. Yeah.
So they now say that it costs $5 million over a lifetime to fund the 8 key components of American dream. Do they lay those retiring in comfort?
I don't feel like I'll ever retire.
Oh, I think most Americans don't right now.
Yeah,
I won't retire.
I don't right
but
now.
Do you, but like so it. The idea of retirement, well, hold on. Let's come back to that. Let's talk about these 8 points. Affording quality health care. Now, as you get older, the health care is more important and less affordable.
Yes.
Owning a home. I think we've all bought homes at the right time in our life that we didn't get to. These kids are young people
now.
No,
we have great interest rates.
We have great prices on homes. Raising a family, we're all working on getting that part over with. Jamie decided to start over with Gary. Owning a new car. I just bought a new-to-me car. Going on vacation. We all take vacations.
Yeah.
Pets. And then having a wedding. I mean, those are the 8 things they say. You know, of all of those, to me, the one that people probably spend the most money on that they could do without is the big wedding. You can have a nice wedding without spending
but you end up being the wedding is for her family, her parents, her mom, really.
I do think there's a lot of overspending still, though. I think you can have an awesome wedding and not overspend.
Oh, I think so, too.
Yeah. Yeah.
Pets, people spend way too much on pets, but we got plenty of them, thanks to Jamie. Going on vacation every year. I think that's a part that people give up on when they shouldn't. I think going on vacation is as important as anything.
I will sacrifice other things to have vacation.
I'm with you. I'm at because a point, especially, I wouldn't like that before.
The memories that you build with your kids.
Growing up, did you have vacations?
No.
Me either.
No. We did. We had a crap ton of vacations.
I didn't
we
have
did.
A crap nope. ton.
Yeah. No. We didn't. I remember, and it wasn't anything sexy. I mean, you know, I think we went to Nashville, to the Opryland maybe once or twice. We went to Branson maybe once.
You know, looking back on it, like from my childhood, those vacations were the absolute best.
Those are memories and seeing the world.
So Branson, I don't even consider it a vacation just because we would go so much.
You go Branson every weekend almost.
Dad would come home on a Friday afternoon, and he'd be like, hey, let's go to Branson. We'd load up and go.
I'm telling you, these last about 2 years, maybe 3 years, I've been like on a Monday, hey, you want to go somewhere this weekend? And we may fly somewhere. So we flew to Hawaii
done a terrible job of it.
I went years without going on vacation. And,
it's expensive.
It was probably 8 years ago.
It's expensive.
At Christmas, my in-laws paid for me, the wife, and time I just had two kids, and then our Charlie's sister and their family.
So it was a family trip.
Yeah, to go to Disney, and they paid for everything. We got down there, had a great time, and when I left, I said, I will never not do vacations
again. I'm telling you. We did a Disney trip a few years ago, and it was one of the best trips I ever had.
Charlie and Maddie would go all the time. I wouldn't go with them.
No, I think it's important. I think it's important. And I think the sooner your kids can get exposure to it, the more they can see part of the world, and they would want to go visit in the world. Because I know a lot of kids, a lot of people, who don't leave Crittenden County. They definitely don't leave this region.
Yeah. So, yeah, I'm like you. Vacation is a very, very big thing.
I think it's important.
I think that's important. We went the past several years with like Terry and them. Our families went together every year, and
life got
for about the last 2 years we haven't been able to do that. But our thing is, man, we travel so much.
Yeah, I travel.
So that's the same thing with me for sports.
So I mean, really, when you break it down, it's not the same as a vacation, but we're doing 10 mini
vacations.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
weekend trips can you can go halfway around the world.
We don't have
it
left though. Like we don't have it the time or expense.
Brother Fordberry is he's been out. But
he was at SpaCon. You won't hear about that until probably the week after next.
Yeah,
but we're going to let him talk about that. He's got actually an interesting take on it. They had
a good trip. It was a weekend getaway.
Yeah.
No, it'd be interesting to
look now. Next up the list here, owning a new car. As I've gotten older,
I don't want a new car.
A new car is not that attractive.
I want about a 2-year-old car, low miles.
I have never owned a new car.
We got one new car. It's that Kia that's Max.
Never.
But I bought it out of necessity.
If I could get rid of the one I bought like 2 years ago, I would. But
he's always buying something. I wish I could get rid of it.
I don't think I've ever bought a car that was not.
No, that's absolutely facts.
Not older than, like, not younger than 5 years old. Either.
Well, we just bought a 5-year-old car that had 16,000.
Yeah, but you got a great.
That's great.
I did. And it's less than 50% of the.
So,
value.
One thing I found out, so buying Charlie's car.
Yeah.
When you're in the market, but you don't have to buy something and you can you can comfortably look.
Tell you something else. And the tools are there to look all over the country. And people will ship cars to you for not much money.
So that car that she has, there was two of them available in the country.
One of them,
well, there's more than that, but that's all was available. Mm-hmm. And one of them was in Memphis, just happened to be in Memphis.
Got it.
And it had a little more miles than the one. There was one in Kansas City. It had a little more miles on it, but what I would pay for shipping you know, the hassle.
Yeah. Raising a family, look, I think there's both joy and pain. Raising a family, it becomes
so.
Difficult.
Also, we've all been. You start off and you can't financially afford kids.
Ever.
That's just part of.
Oh, but yes, you can.
Well,
I think you figure it out.
Yeah, you figure it out.
I think you
but
think
look,
you
but
can.
But as you expand,
you're going back to Idiocracy. where the smart people go, I can't afford to have a child. Yeah. And then the dumb people are I'm just going to have kids.
I say you can't afford them. I said, you know.
I thought those were the exact words he had.
It's financially hard or by what I don't remember what I said.
You can't afford them. Those were the exact words.
Well, you can't afford them. You make it work.
You have to change your lifestyle.
You have to change your lifestyle. Yeah.
That's the key.
I think it forces lifestyle changes.
It has to.
So, but then you reach a point where when you're far along in your career and you can afford to do stuff and, you know, it balances out and you reach a point where you can go do stuff with your kids. And, you know, the first couple of years, you may not. It's going to be hard.
Raising a family is rewarding, difficult, sad, happy, and it's just part of life. You got to experience. Yeah. You need to experience. I think you need to experience.
It's just
experience.
Life.
It's just life. It's a life experience.
Yeah, but
we were older when we had ours.
How fulfilling is life at laying on your deathbed when you had no kids?
I don't know because I hadn't been there.
I know, but I can't imagine that it would be.
Yeah.
You know, there's a lot of like people in Hollywood who get older and they reminisce about not having children. Right. And, you know, they were the ones talking about, oh, it's great. I'm not in a relationship. Yeah. Don't have kids. I'm having sex with everybody. Yeah. Great time. But guess what happens when I get older?
My kids
wears off.
My kids are the thing I'm most proud of.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I mean.
My kids' friends thinking I'm cool is what I'm most proud of.
Yeah, I think my kids' friends think I'm more cool, cool than my kids.
Yeah, my kids like I'm lame as hell. But
next on the list, owning a home. Look, we all got homes at very good times. My home has doubled in value since I lived here. I've been here 16 years.
Mine's doubled.
But owning a home is a lot more difficult today. I could not imagine buying a $400,000 home at 6% interest.
Oh, no.
I have a girl at work that she's about the age when I bought my first home.
Yep.
When we bought our first home. She's about that age right now. And for what she is paying for rent is more substantially more than what I pay for a mortgage.
Do you know what average rent / mortgage is across the United States right now? I think we talked about this. $2,400.
Yeah, it's
$2,400.
Do you think that's more than my current mortgage?
That's twice mine.
Do you think it's because of COVID? Because you remember when the shutdowns happened, they like made it to where they didn't have to pay and the land.
No, okay, that could be part of it. But the real problem is BlackRock and these large money, they bought single family homes to rent them
out.
They did.
Yes.
Yep.
And so we're in a bubble. We're in a bubble. I wouldn't be surprised to see a real bubble explode.
Yeah, a bubble explosion.
That's like all these, we get stuff all the time from realtors saying, hey, let me sell your home. Like, what am I going to go buy?
Yeah, exactly. If I could probably sell what am I going to go buy?
And I'll leave names up. I had a guy right down the road from here. Offer me double what I paid for my house. The problem is, for what it would take for me to build a house for five, couldn't touch it.
No,
couldn't
you're not going to do it.
So you got to wait for two of them to leave the house.
Exactly.
Yeah. Tent, move in with Derek.
One leaving the house pretty soon, and, you know, realistically, I could start looking at
something. You're going to need a crying room when she leaves the house. You both are going to be...
That's going to hurt.
Millie's going to be running shit, so she ain't going to be upset.
They always come back,
Angel
Jamie.
Baby's going to be.
They always come back.
Matt,
you ain't going to need a crying room.
Matt
got
to ride his bike
to
school for the first time the other day.
Bike to school? Y'all live that close?
Well, it would come blocks.
Really.
I've never been by there. I have no idea where it's at.
Okay, it's probably a mile.
It's less than a mile.
Yeah, but it's not far.
I really have no idea where it's at.
He's a good half mile from school.
So... He got there. You got to ride it. So he did it twice last week. And you thought this dude was a man of the house now.
Good for him. Next on the list, affording quality health care was very high. You know, having dealt with elderly parents or you guys have, most of you dealt with elderly grandparents.
That's something that's hard to deal with.
It's hard.
Because
it's so expensive.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. Expensive.
I mean, you
really, we're not talking about complex stuff.
My grandmother had. I don't know what her finances were, but she had a lot of money. And when the day she died, she was poor.
Because of
it. She didn't have a ton of money. Yeah, but it drained her. I remember that.
Yeah.
I vividly remember
it drained everything that was in her account. We had to get rid of everything. She couldn't own anything.
She couldn't, yeah.
Because they had
to go into a home.
She had I remember going to her house with Jamie. She definitely had money.
This is the one at Hardy's.
And then she got, she basically had to pay to, all her money went to take care of her through dying.
Yep.
But she did. She had the dream. She had that American dream, money
everything.
In the bank, all that
stuff. Everything.
It went away because of expensive.
Y'all know me and Jamie, was having was outing at church with a guy from Newport that knew the story about his
about the hardest incident.
Mm. Yep. Number one, retiring in comfort. We hit on that a minute ago. I'm not sure that retiring is as important to this generation as it has been.
I can't even see it.
So, okay, let's be honest. Our grandparents' generation, their plan was to retire in their late 50s, 60s.
Yep. And then what would they do if they retired? They would continue to draw about the same pay they were doing before.
Yep, they'd go volunteer somewhere. Yeah,
or and they'd buy Winnebago or something and go
take care of the grandkids,
all those things. What does retirement look like today?
My wife has a retirement that she will be eligible for in, 15 years.
So when she's 32?
No. So I think Charlie will be able to retire 55, something like that.
Which is great, but
then she could drive across the bridge and go to work again. And work
I think the way it works, she can. They call it T-dropping. She can continue to work.
I like to.
She can continue to work.
Gary wants to T-drop your wife.
She gets a huge lick doing that.
Oh, a lick out. Yeah,
but like I have in my career. I just couldn't imagine not getting up going to work. I don't want to.
And I think that's what happens. I have a lot of people I work with that are in their 70s. And here's what I've seen witnessed. If you work past about 65 to 7, if you can make it through that range, you don't quit.
No, if you stop working, you die.
Because that's the view. Yeah. If I don't have anything to get up for, or guess what happens? All your friends are dead. So I retire. I got nothing to do.
We have an 80-year-old man in our office. And
if he stopped working tomorrow, he'd be dead.
His wife recently passed, and he missed a couple days around her funeral. But I mean, I'll see him tomorrow morning. He'll get up.
Do you know why though?
He's a second, third person there. He's there early, there late.
When we're in our 30s, we're like ultra stressed about things. We allow things to stress us out that we later realize are not that important.
Yeah.
The things that we were worried about that we're like, I can't wait to retire because I won't deal with that stress. Yeah. You create that stress yourself.
You do.
You create that stress yourself. There's no reason to create those stresses.
Here's what he does. Every day he takes out to lunch one of the big wigs at one of the local GCs that we work for, whoever that might be. I mean, he takes them out to lunch.
Got a great plan.
Every Friday, me, him, and Andy will write the score of what we think the Arkansas game is going to be for the previous week or the next week.
No, he's a man's man. He's a construction dude. He's been in it forever. Man.
His life is about interacting with people.
Yes.
That's truly what he loves to do.
That's what energizes him.
That's awesome.
I love it.
So if we take all those into consideration, they think that it costs about $5 million. Here's how they break it down. Retirement, $1.6 million to retire. Owning a home, almost $1 million. That includes the maintenance.
Well, I was going to say upkeep, taxes.
Check this out. Owning a new car, $900,000. Because I guess they're considering you're always buying a new car every 5 years or so. Raising two children and paying for college, almost $900,000. Healthcare, $400,000. This number I think is low. Annual vacation is $180,000. If you're spending, you should spend
I'm going to say $3,000 or $4,000.
A year.
Yeah, just so let me look at this. Let me break out the, a year.
I guess that makes sense, though.
So, say you do 30 years.
Yeah.
I mean, just say $4,000 times 30, 120.
That's pretty close.
What'd they say?
180.
That's close. That's in the ballpark.
You can have a good vacation for a couple $1,000s.
Oh yeah,
and that's the first thing people give up.
We'll go to the beach, and you'll pay $1,000 for your place.
Yeah, you're gonna pay at least $1,000 for food.
It says that pets cost you on average about $40,000.
They do.
I'm not gonna lie to y'all. And Peter might show up at my house tomorrow. We have dogs. We don't go vet. We don't do nothing. They just live with us.
Oh, we do.
No, if there's something wrong with them, we do. But
wedding, $38,000 for a wedding.
How much?
$38,000.
No, I didn't pay $38,000. Me and Whitney paid for our wedding mostly.
No, my in-laws paid for
ours. We didn't have the money back then.
I'm not going to say what they paid, but
add that all up, and it's about a $5 million lifetime cost for achieving the American dream.
That's
average that over 30 years. What's $5 million 30 years?
You average that over
40 years, probably. 45 years. Let's say 45.
Say 50.
Okay, 50. Yeah, because let's say retire at 70, start working 1967. Yeah, okay, 50 years. $5 million over 50 years is $100,000 a year.
Yeah, so, but that's not.
That's not, especially you think of a couple. I bet the average income of a couple right now is, what, 120 or something like
that? If you want to feel blessed, what do y'all think in Crittenden County, where we live, what do y'all think the median household income?
I know the answer to this because I'd look it up. It's like 75. No, I'm sorry. Marion is 75. West Memphis is like 34.
Yes.
West Memphis is 34.
27, yeah. Actually. Yeah.
27 is the average
median.
Median?
Yeah. I had to research that back in the spring.
It says married couples is right around 45 or something.
Yeah. And West Memphis is almost double. I'm sorry. Marion's
so it's the median,
West
not the mean.
Memphis.
So that's median.
Hold on. I'm going to tell you exact numbers because I looked it up just a couple months ago.
Yeah. We were just talking about it just the other day.
Because mean's not the median's not the average. Mean is the average. Median's the middle.
Yeah. Yeah, because it's different. It's different.
It's different. Totally different. Because you can skew it if you have a bunch of people making high dollar amounts.
Yes.
Or nothing.
It's like Jonesboro or Blyville's at? What county is that?
Blyville's Mississippi County.
Yeah, Mississippi County skewed big time.
Because steel mill.
Yeah.
Steel mill, yeah.
I didn't save that.
Like they're showing all these people that are making millions of dollars, but it's not.
It's not Bible making. I mean, that ain't a regular person in Bible making.
No, I don't think that's the norm.
That's why I'm in the wrong email.
I didn't know. Bible's not really a safe place.
Oh, no.
I used to thought it was just normal, safe place. You just walk down the streets. Apparently, it's not.
Well, you can't walk down the streets.
You can do a lot of things. You can walk down the streets of West Memphis.
Technically, you walk the streets anywhere.
Anywhere. You may not walk long, but you can walk them.
Yeah, Bible's not a...
Yeah.
No.
So which brings up like the National Guard being in Memphis. I saw somebody say, you know, we don't need them down here. Memphis is fine. You just got to know where to go and what time to go there. So you're telling me it's not fine.
So here it is. So West Memphis, our medium household income is $40,000.
That's married.
Median. Right.
That's for household.
Household.
Too.
Household. Yeah. So that's
so average. You can have your kid working
but check
too.
Check this
you know?
Out. For Marion, it's $77,000.
Jeez,
there is definitely a difference in Marion.
The median age in Marion is 34 years old, and the median in West Memphis is only 33, so it's really close.
So actually, I looked at this just the other day because I was looking at
Crittenden County
as
a whole. You mentioned this; it's 42,000 median.
I'm surprised the median age is so close. I thought Marion would have been
so.
Older.
Looking at the racial makeup of Marion is why I was
actually
looking at,
I know the answer to that too.
I do too.
How do you guys just look at these stats all day? You ask Grock all
no,
day.
No, I had a reason to do it. I was writing up something for
I
the
had
church.
A reason to do it, too. So, yeah, Marion's 58% white, which really surprised me. I think it was 39.
Crittenden County as a whole.
Okay, Crittenden County.
All of Crittenden County. African-Americans, 48. Caucasian, 41. And then the
that makes sense.
Difference, yeah.
Yeah, I see
but
that.
Marion was a lot more white than I expected.
It was.
Yeah.
I agree with you. Yeah. Oh, well. You know who the number one employer in the...
Crittenden County?
Crittenden County.
Nucor.
Delta
North.
Nope.
FedEx. Delaware
no.
North.
Delaware North.
It's the school district.
Oh, it
Marion,
has to be the school?
Oh, no. People living here. Marion. Okay. More people living here work for Marion and West Memphis School District. Those two combined.
So it's the school?
Yeah.
School mm-hmm. district.
1,100 full-time employees work for those two school districts.
I would have put all the money on Delaware North.
That's crazy. I figured it well.
Well, they don't have 1,100. They probably have 300.
Nucor. I said Nucor, but that's not Crittenden County.
No, that's
not. Nucor actually doesn't probably have that many employees. Yep. West Memphis has 24,000 people living there, Marion 13,000. So it's almost twice as big.
I feel like the casino employs more people.
You just feel it. Maybe it's just because you're thinking more of a.
Not 1,100.
You got to think. You're thinking more focused. They have a lot of focus. They probably have more people focused in one place.
And it's actually a much smaller footprint.
Yeah.
You got there. I mean, there are three separate shifts.
Yeah, but
1,100 people for each one.
That's 1,100
people.
That's a lot of people.
That's a lot.
Because you're.
They're more spread out. You got to have people mowing the yard. You got to have. You know, you got all this people.
Well, they're probably not counting contractors.
I'll tell you, this one turned out really good. I don't know. And I didn't get any of the things I said I was going to get into. But, let's see, I had a good story over here I wanted to touch on, make y'all laugh a little bit. We hadn't had a funny story in a while.
Yeah, funny story.
Where'd it go?
It's one of them disappearing acts, huh?
It is.
How about, what's our time at?
Oh, we're at 30-something minutes. 30
good. Minutes.
We can end it right now. And we didn't talk about any of those stories, and I'll edit them out. Anyway, no, well, I'll just tell you at the end we didn't talk about them. Parting words. Hold on, let me hit that button. Parting words, Father Fortenberry.
Hi, guys. I just remember, anybody can live the American dream, just whatever your version of dream is.
You just got to be an American.
You gotta
no,
be,
maybe not.
Got to be American.
Touch on that. DW.
Just remember, Jamie, just tap, tap, tap it in.
Gary.
Jamie, my little moon gazer. I really think you have a nice-looking asteroid.
And we were supposed to talk about what he was going to do in Uranus, and we never got to it. Jamie, you still going to Uranus tonight? Or going to look at it?
Going to watch Saturn.
Saturn.
Going to look
in Uranus.
At it.
In Uranus. There we go. Take it. I can't believe we didn't get to it. But anyway, life from the patio. Like us, love us. We out of here.
Outlaw.